Mexico had a historic standing as one of the countries on the flank of the United States who had stood up to Yankee imperialism at the turn of the century.
Ernesto reconnects with his Cuban friends and is introduced to Raúl Castro. After serving 22 months in prison for his role in the Moncada siege, he has come to Mexico City to try and rebuild his older brother Fidel's organization.
And they liked one another. He was a Marxist, as opposed to Fidel, who was still in prison.
Succumbing to international pressure, Batista releases Fidel Castro after having only served a 2-year sentence. He also heads for Mexico City.
This was a person who had tried to overthrow a dictatorship, by the force of arms, and what a lot of people consider almost like a brazen, crazy attack on the Moncada barracks. Now, he was exiled from his homeland, and guess what? He was organizing to try and go back and do the same thing.
Where Ernesto is reserved, serious, a communist, Fidel Castro was none of these things.
He'd gotten into the rough and ready politics of his day and had positioned himself as a patriot and nationalist. He was not yet a Marxist-Leninist.
August 1955. Eager to meet the man who had stirred such passion in his followers, Ernesto asks Raúl to arrange a meeting. The meeting lasts all night.
Political occurrences having met Fidel Castro, a Cuban revolutionary, a young man, intelligent, very sure of himself, and of extraordinary audacity. I think there is a mutual sympathy between us.
They share many of the same ambitions and the same nemesis, the United States. Ernesto is invited to join the July 26th movement, named after the date of the Moncada siege. The only non-Cuban in the group, he signs on as troop doctor and is given the nickname Che.
Argentines say Che when they talk to one another. It's an old term meaning hey you, and so they began calling him Che.
Hilda had been left behind in Guatemala. She now joins Che.
Hilda announced that she was pregnant, which came as a bit of a blow. But curiously, he decided to do the right thing, and he married her.
Soon after the birth of his daughter, Hildita, Che pours all his energy into the movement and the big push for Cuba.
Almost immediately, he was off for long periods of time in a ranch outside Mexico City, where they trained militarily. He turned out to be one of the best shots in the group.
But word soon gets out, and Che, along with Fidel Castro and most of the July 26th movement members in the city, are arrested and detained. They're in jail for a month. Upon their release, the movement goes underground. Fidel Castro continues with his plans of overthrowing Batista and purchases a beat-up old boat for $15,000, appropriately named the Grandma, to take his small army of 82 from Mexico to Cuba.